Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Lance Pry.
Another spike in monthly price growth will set a serious threat to the U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, inflation data will be released Friday and is expected to show consumer prices rising at a faster rate between April and May, due largely to surging oil prices and its effects on the economy. A military aircraft with five Marines on board crashed in California on Wednesday afternoon, killing four people on board. The crash site is near Glamis, that's northeast of El Centro, California. A spokesperson for the Marine Corps confirmed the aircraft was an MV-22B Osprey. It belonged to the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing. Liftoff of a Falcon 9 rocket from Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral, Florida, Wednesday afternoon, boosted the Egyptian Nilesat 301 Internet satellite to orbit. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One person is dead and at least 30 are injured after a car drove into a crowd in Berlin, Germany, Wednesday. A 29-year-old man has been arrested after killing a teacher and leaving a lot of other people with life-threatening injuries. Mob mentality violence is taking place in Michigan.
The Kent County prosecutor in Michigan is set to announce whether charges will be filed against a Grand Rapids police officer in the death of Patrick Leoya. Police camera footage shows Leoya resisting arrest on April 4th and attempting to grab the officer's taser. That's when the officer shot him. Toxicology reports later showed Leoya's blood alcohol level at 3 times the legal limit. Activists who've demanded justice for Leoya have interrupted several city meetings, forcing them to adjourn early. In addition, police are investigating vandalism at several city officials' homes. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Brookings Institution placed its president, retired four-star Marine General John Allen, on administrative leave Wednesday amid a federal investigation by the FBI that claims he illegally lobbied on behalf of the Persian Gulf nation Qatar. The FBI recently seized Allen's electronic data as part of a probe that detailed his behind-the-scenes efforts to help an outside entity influence U.S. policy. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney told Newsmax overnight the primetime broadcast of the House committee hearings investigating January 6 will be performance art at its best at a time when Americans have far more in their minds, including massive inflation and out-of-control gas prices.
Well, this is performance art at its best. The Democrats know they have nothing on policy that they can win with. So now it's time to bring back an ABC-produced spectacular about January 6th. While they ignore inflation, you just cited the highest gas prices in history of the United States, a major crisis at the southern border, and we're talking about human trafficking, drug trafficking, illegal immigrants, crime, everything coming across the border. You're seeing chaos around the world, emboldening the Iranian mullahs in the Middle East to harm our neighbors and allies there. the crisis and war in Ukraine by Putin's unprovoked war. It just never ends. But they want to focus on January 6th, and most Americans are focused on real issues that are facing them every single day.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
With all that's going on in our country, you know it's not going to be easy. I think Peggy Noonan had written in an op-ed this week that America needs a hero. Matthew McConaughey may have delivered a little bit of that. But there's something, you know, I think much more needed. We still don't have that singular voice, that answer. I have an idea that I'm very committed to, but only time will tell if that idea and that name will gather will gather some momentum that is so necessary, because I believe it is that name that is above all names that is the answer that we're all looking for. Scott Shepard joins us now. Scott is the program coordinator for the National Center's Free Enterprise Project, the conservative movement's only full-service shareholder activism education program. We're going to talk about investor activists with the Free Enterprise Project that urged Walmart and Comcast investors to vote for two FEP shareholder proposals. Scott, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Bill. Thank you for having me on, and I hope you're well as well.
Well, I am, and thank you. Glad you're doing well. Our country needs help, and certainly all the institutions, need clarity, and we so appreciate all the great work that FEP is doing, you know, to bring to the forefront what's going on, because you've got a lot of investors that have just, put out their money, and it's not really consistent with their values, and they're shocked when they realize afterwards that these companies are taking their money and doing things that are antithetical to their own values and their American understanding.
Yeah, that's happening again and again. And it's happening because, in large part, because some of these CEOs are just woke nuts. Brian Moynihan at Bank of America, that's true. And Chip Berg at Levi Strauss, of all places. But a lot of them are doing it because they're getting pushed by the big investment houses, by Ron O'Hanley at State Street. And everybody by now has heard of Larry Fink and BlackRock. And never has anyone ever been so well named as Larry Fink. And so, you know, if you invest in BlackRock, if you invest in State Street, if you invest in mutual funds and ETFs, or if you invest in companies directly, you're finding that your assets, your retirement funds, all of this is being used to advance causes that are insane. Witness Bob Chapek and Disney fighting against that anti-grooming law.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is, I guess we can be thankful to COVID. We can be thankful to where we are right now. As I tell my kids all the time, it is experience that defines preference. And, we're seeing this real clear. I mean, nothing, Scott, this is why we so appreciate what you're doing and what the Free Enterprise Project has been doing and bringing this all to light, because, people are busy. you know, they're trying to survive right now, dealing with gas prices, food shortages, the mayhem that is being delivered to us by the Democratic Party. And, you know, the last thing that they have time for is their investments. But they need to realize that their investments are part and parcel and contributing to the chaos, right?
Well, I think that's absolutely right, but also I want to urge your listeners not to withdraw from owning companies that do dumb things, because most of the companies do dumb things. Now, a couple of months ago, the Babylon Bee had a story, you know, 10 days ahead of fact over there, of the conservative who had promised to boycott all woke companies, and so was living in a cave, cuddling his MyPillow, eating nothing but Goya beans because there's not much left. We propose that investors stay and fight, and when they own company stocks directly, that they be in touch with the investor relations department, that they be active shareholders, and that when they own in ETFs or mutual funds, that they push and push on their investment advisors and on their companies to allow them to vote their own proxies or not to vote proxies at all unless the funds are explicitly labeled as ESG funds. And we would advise your listeners to get the heck out of any ESG funds, because they're mostly smoke and mirrors, and where they're not, they're actively trying to destroy the American way of life.
Help our audience understand ESG. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's technically another one of these liberal efforts at branding. ESG supposedly stands for investment, environment, social, and governance standards or metrics in investing. But what they mean by environment is politically driven decarbonization schedules that will still allow Larry Fink and Brian Moynihan and the World Economic Forum crowd to fly to Davos on the private jets every year and live in mansions, but it'll put the rest of us on constrained carbon schedules that will cause us to live in smaller houses that are less well heated, that are less well air conditioned, to have less gas in our cars, and we're already seeing the results of that right now. They want to create a class so that they can enjoy the world without us hoi polloi getting involved in it, while we constrain our carbon so that they can have the futures they want. And this is on the basis of really stupid analysis, because at the first level it doesn't take account of the fact that China and India and the developing world are never going to go along with this. Russia's never going to go
exactly
along with this. Saudi Arabia is never going to go along with this. So we're going to bankrupt ourselves for no purpose whatsoever. It can't possibly affect the climate. And then by S, what they mean is equity-based discrimination. So you've heard of equity and companies adding these diversity, equity, and inclusion departments. But what equity means, if you ask the people who support and come up with equity, what they mean is discriminating now against current people to make up for other discrimination by other people against other people in the past. It's illegal, it's immoral, and it's going to do terrible harm to these companies when the layoffs start in the next recession, which could be right around the corner. And the ones that said, yep, we discriminate, but it's in the basis of equity, find out that all discrimination by race, class, sex, and class is illegal, and they get sued into oblivion.
Exactly. I was going to say, you know, short term they may get away with it, but then here come the judge and the lawsuits and what's going to happen. Not to mention the fact that the people that are exiting the door here are qualified candidates. I mean, these are merit-based candidates that are being shoved out all in the name of equity, right?
Oh, that's absolutely right. And even yesterday, my colleague Ethan Peck went to the American Airlines meeting and asked, so are you all really hiring pilots on the basis of surface characteristics, race, sex, orientation, rather than merit? And the little puppy dog who runs American Airlines came up and licked Ethan's hand. Oh, yeah, we definitely do that. We definitely pick pilots on the basis of their color and their sex and whom they sleep with. Which, you know, of all jobs in the world, other than maybe a nuclear missile technician, that seems like a job where you really want them to be picking only on the basis of merit. So not only is it stupid, not only is it illegal, but now some of the worst-run companies in the country, like American Airlines, are endangering our lives for their politics.
And so they would make sure that their kids would fly on those planes that are equity-based, right?
I'm sure they would, just like driving over the equity bridge.
Yeah, why not? I mean, hey, we're all in. It's like these politicians that want everybody to give up their guns. Well, why don't you be the first example and give up your guns and show us how that works, okay? Just saying. We've got Scott Shepherd with us, and our conversation will continue on the other side of the break. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and Scott Shepherd continues with us. He is the program coordinator for the National Centers for Free Enterprise Project. You know, Scott, I've been watching, you know, what's been going on in the business world, and it seems that what has happened is what Jesse Jackson, and, you know, this is just my read on things, okay? What he's been able to do all these years in pretty much, you know, pressuring businesses to you know, make sure that they had the right count of black people and executives on board. And even if they fell a little bit short, all they'd have to do is, you know, give Jesse Jackson a little bit of, you know, beak wetting money. And he'd give the good housekeeping seal of approval, right, for them, and they'd be okay. Well, the institution says, well, why should Jesse Jackson get all the money? Let's figure out our own way. So let's really sophisticate and come in with this Harvard-esque kind of concept, MBA concept of, you know, ESG, you know, let's bring in the environmental, social, and governance factors to evaluate companies. It has nothing to do with bottom line, profitability, or anything like that. I mean, the things that really are the engines and the be-all and end-all for why people are in business and why people invest in companies. But no, it's all about social justice, all these social issues, which is the same thing that we're dealing with our government right now. We've abandoned the free markets in the name of social justice. And how is that working out? I mean, I don't think that overall people in this country realize what is really dividing us, you know, because the whole social justice issue, these are all warm and fuzzy, emotional kind of things. But, you know, for those of us who believe in business and believe in business being the backbone of our economy, what gets us excited is the bottom line. And how are you doing? How are you doing in the market and providing for the marketplace? Not about, you know, how many multicolored rainbow flags that you have in your front yard, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And going back to the beginning, then, to Jesse Jackson, would that it had only been Jesse Jackson. Would that he was just, you remember that Shakedown book from the 90s? Would that it had just been him shaking down these companies and he'd gotten to live high on the hog in Illinois? He'd still been living in Illinois, so, you know, that's quite a bit of punishment. But it's been a concentrated effort by the left while we've slept on the right for more than 60 years. They called it, in honor of Mao, they called it the Long March Through the Institutions, and they've, right. They've won. They've taken over higher ed. They've taken over Hollywood. They destroyed what used to be a reasonably coherent, even if somewhat lefty, news media. They've taken over the civil service. Now they're going after corporations because corporations are about all that's left. And so for 40 years, not just Jesse, but Jesse and that whole crowd have been pestering these corporations and threatening them to from the left and forcing them to take on more and more of these stupid left-wing ideas. And so there's some true believers in these boardrooms, and I think Brian Moynihan and Larry Fink are two of them. But most of them have just cut a separate piece. Listen, we'll take on these stupid ideas, which will be terrible for companies, for the hoi polloi, for the rest of you in America. We'll make you live carbon-constrained lives. We'll make you suffer under equity-based discrimination because we're in the superclass, and even though we're white, fat, old, straight men, we and our families are going to be fine because none of this applies to us. But you're absolutely right. And just think it through at a very basic level. Larry Fink keeps saying, oh, well, you know, these are my politics, but they're not really my politics. They're what my investors insist on. But they're things I really care about. But really, they're for the best interest of the company. They can't be for the best interest of the company. Discriminating on the basis of race, sex, and class rather than picking the best candidate cannot be good for the long-term interest of the company because you're not picking the best. You're not picking excellence.
Exactly.
And the same way, giving up all of this world is never going to function with 7 billion people in it without massive carbon energy. But cutting out carbon and decarbonizing on political schedules will hurt the bottom line of any company that tries it and push all of those returns on carbon-based investment to private investors in foreign countries that will do it less cleanly and less wisely, but will take all those profits from American investors. So every part of it is stupid and every part of it's bad for the bottom line.
Well, and look what's happening. You know, as America is flailing right now, look at the poverty level. Just quick, you know, all you got to do is go back through the COVID years and see what happened. You know, we locked down, and what did we do? We exacerbated the poverty problem around the world. America is that critical, but nobody wants to consider that because right now America is bad, right?
Oh, well, That's absolutely right. But of course, if the world shuts down its economy, it has half as much productivity for 2 years, then of course there's going to be disaster on the other side of it. How anybody thought that was fine, it was just insane. But now we're reaping the rewards of that, and still these imbeciles want to decarbonize, even though that baited Russia to a large extent into invading Ukraine because they thought everybody needed their gas, and because Europe had stopped producing energy, so they were reliant on Russia. And even though Europe is suffering catastrophe and meltdown, and even though China is ginning up its carbon production every year, here we go whistling our way into calamity because the left is however you want to characterize
that. Right. And with Joe Biden as the Pied Piper, who is notably mentally deficient, and we're going to follow his lead, really? I mean, this is amazing. I don't know if you saw the Foreign Policy magazine article about going 100% green energy. They said basically the headline is it could destroy the planet. It says the untold story of the green energy is that it can't possibly be scaled up to provide anywhere near the energy to replace fossil fuels unless we're headed back to the Stone Age, it says, which is what some of the degrowth advocates favor. Now, even some of the half-sane enviros are pointing to a little-noticed study by the World Bank showing that moving toward 100% solar, wind, and electric battery energy would be just as destructive to the planet as fossil fuels. This was a conclusion of a story in Foreign Policy magazine, which is hardly a right-wing publication. So, you know, this is what we love about the truth. When you do get to it, it's quite eye-opening and quite revealing because it separates the truth-tellers from the liars, doesn't it?
Well, no, that's absolutely right. Everybody with half a brain absolutely understands that decarbonization is not a solution. Well, and just consider, so in response to galloping gas prices, the Obama administration, there's a Freudian slip, the Biden administration increased the amount of ethanol that's going to be allowed in gasoline for a while. But ethanol is made out of corn. And another thing we're having right now is a worldwide food shortage. Sri Lanka is on the verge of starvation. We're going to see third world countries on the verge of starvation, even as our prices are galloping. And these idiots think the way to bring gas prices down is to make gas out of corn while the world starves. They don't care. They don't understand. They just please their constituencies and expect that they're going to get to not suffer all the repercussions.
Well, Scott, you even have Janet Yellen. I mean, the one-time head of the Fed, you know, this economist, 50 years of experience. I mean, he's kind of, you know, resembles Joe Biden and his experience in government as well. And between the two of them, they can't figure out what inflation is all about and what caused it. And I mean, my brain hurts just thinking about it.
Well, you recall one day, 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, she said, well, I don't expect to see another financial crisis in my lifetime. We're doomed.
Oh.
That's it. Every time some imbecile says something like that, it's the end.
Yeah, really. Just give me some more Quaaludes. I'll go to sleep and miss this era of all kinds of, you know, fun experience.
Well, I mean,
so
if the things are coming back, we better get Quaaludes.
Yeah. Well, hey, and our tie-dyed shirts are coming back, and where's Jerry Garcia when we need him, right?
That's right.
Just saying. He is the program coordinator for the National Centers for Free Enterprise Project. Scott Shepard has been with us. Scott, 40 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize and wrap it up. What do we, the people, do here?
Well, get in the face of these corporations. If you're an investor, be on the IR hotlines. Don't boycott because the Goya man. But definitely, if you stop buying from a company, let the consumer relations people know. Look for petitions to sign. We've always got some on our site. And just, and get some friends together and pack a picnic and go pick it in front of the worst companies or the Coca-Cola bottling company, whatever. Get involved.
Scott Shepard, thank you, buddy. Take care. Have a good one.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Another spike in monthly price growth will set a serious threat to the U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, inflation data will be released Friday and is expected to show consumer prices rising at a faster rate between April and May, due largely to surging oil prices and its effects on the economy. A military aircraft with five Marines on board crashed in California on Wednesday afternoon, killing four people on board. The crash site is near Glamis, that's northeast of El Centro, California. A spokesperson for the Marine Corps confirmed the aircraft was an MV-22B Osprey. It belonged to the 3rd Marine Aircraft Wing. Liftoff of a Falcon 9 rocket from Launch Complex 40 at Cape Canaveral, Florida, Wednesday afternoon, boosted the Egyptian Nilesat 301 internet satellite to orbit. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
Well, originally released in 1992, Free the Animals is now being revised with a new 30th anniversary edition, expanded, updated with a new afterword by neuroscientist Dr. Emily Trunnell, who reveals how experimenters today are still committing some of the same experiments in laboratories without result, including inflicting traumatic brain injuries on pigs and removing baby monkeys away from their mothers, inducing heart attacks in dogs and blinding baby possums, and how there are more effective, humane, cost-effective, and sophisticated ways to obtain information. Dr. Emily Trunnell, tell us why PETA is releasing this Ingrid Newkirk's book, Free the Animals. Is it still relevant today? Two questions there.
PETA is re-releasing Free the Animals in part because of the high demand. It's just a riveting book. It's one of those that you pick up and you don't put down and you finish it in 2 days. It's action-packed. It's got, you know, everything from midnight raids to government secrecy and a love story. And it's all based on real events of the beginning of the animal rights movement in the U.S. and the rescue of animals from laboratory raids. As you touched on when you introduced the topic, these experiments are still happening today. So that's why it is a critical issue, and that's what we discussed in the book's new afterword.
Well, and it's amazing to understand that 90% of basic research, most of which involves animals, fails to lead to treatments for humans, right?
That's correct. correct. And I think that's something that we don't hear a lot, that these horrific animal tests are being done, and it's not actually resulting in anything for humans. So 90% of basic research, most of that involves animals. That doesn't lead to any treatments for humans. 95% of new drugs that do test safe and effective in animals fail in human trials. And there's not a lot else that fails 90 to 95% of the time that we keep going the way that we do animal experimentation.
Yeah, it seems to defy common sense that the experiments, meanwhile, just keep on happening, right?
Right, and part of that, part of why is because it's done in secrecy. There's a lot that the experimenters do to cover up what they're doing, to hide these failures. And a lot of them, you know, they're reacting to the way that biomedical research is incentivized, which is a whole conversation, but a lot of this keeps happening because of money. You know, money makes the world mm-hmm. go round. So most of these experiments are funded by the federal government, by the National Institutes of Health. So that's our tax dollars. And, you know, researchers are encouraged to get these federal grants because when they do, whatever university they are can take almost half of that money to use for whatever they want. So there's wow. a big incentive system based on money that leads to these experiments that are failing to keep getting conducted with really very little oversight.
Exactly. Dr. Emily Trunnell is our guest, a senior scientist for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, a neuroscientist who previously performed experiments on animals. She works with decision makers and other scientists to replace the use of animals with superior research methods. Tell us about PETA's research modernization deal and the strategy behind the plan, if you would, Emily.
And afterward, you know, we discuss about how these experiments are still happening, but we also describe our plan for stopping them. And this is PETA's research modernization deal. It's the first comprehensive strategy to phase out the use of animals in biomedical research. It can really help us ensure that in another 30 years, we won't be discussing how these are still happening. It's a stepwise plan that's endorsed by the National Medical Association and the National Hispanic Medical Association.
How do you see it benefiting animals and improving current research?
The research modernization deal really strikes at the source. So starting with those areas of research, you know, I mentioned 95% of new drugs fail in human trials, even though they were tested in animals. For some areas, that failure is 99 and 100%. So starting with those areas where tests on animals really aren't getting us where we need to be to help patients, we shift that funding to modern human-relevant methods that are based in human biology, not, you know, mouse or dog or monkey biology. Mm-hmm. You know, if we'd have been doing this decades ago, we may have many more treatments if we hadn't been testing drugs on animals that don't even get the same conditions that we do. So it's really exactly. a comprehensive strategy that will improve our development of treatments and reduce the risk to humans.
Dr. Emily Trunnell, thank you for being with us. Where can our listeners go for more information?
Listeners can visit PETA.org to get more information about the 30th anniversary edition of Free the Animals and to learn more about PETA's research modernization deal.
She's a senior scientist for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, Dr. Emily Trunnell. Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you with us, sharing part of your day. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. You know, with all that we're dealing with right now, Supreme Court justice is being doxed. That is against the law, but very little is being done here. See, this is so dangerous. Because of the acquiescence, I mean, we go back to, what Rudy Giuliani did in New York about the broken windows concept, about, you know, taking care of the little things. And if you don't take care of the little things, then, you know, they just compound. And this is what we're seeing that's happening right now. The dangerous rhetoric by these politicians, primarily Democrats, in encouraging this kind of behavior. I mean, all it takes is one person, you know, to, you know, cross over the line here. I mean, it was really close here the other day when you had that individual at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, go in and, you know, he was hell bent to assassinate him. And this was his claim to fame. He wanted to have somewhat of a legacy and be the one that would have killed a Supreme Court justice. I mean, this is how crazy and whipped up, you know, our culture is becoming, and we're so mindless. And I say as a culture and in the political process about the things we say, it's no wonder it's difficult to talk with people today. You know, when I was a kid growing up, that was one of the things, you know, you didn't talk, you know, politics or religion with people just as a rule. And, you know, and even and wouldn't you know that here I am today hosting a radio show that does that very thing, you know, talking about religion, talking about issues of politics, because the fact of the matter is ignoring these issues and ignoring the responsibility that we have as citizens, because what is down line the culture is politics. And so our politics are being manifest in such a way that most Americans, you know, we're saying, hey, look at our government's on the wrong track. There's a lot of waste that's going on now, a lot of pain as a result of policies that are happening, you know, $5 average, national average gallon of gas. California is nearing $7 a gallon of gas. I mean, this, you know, all this is a manifestation of how our institutions have been abandoned, as we were talking with Scott Shepard earlier. The institutions that we could at one time count on or have some faith in, some measurable faith in, we don't have faith in it anymore. You know, whether we're reading about the NIH and, you know, kickbacks that they've been getting, Adam Andrzejewski has a report out now about these kickbacks. I mean, they're all compromised. Their beaks are all getting wet, and they're no longer interested. And maybe this has gone on a lot longer than we realize, interested in we the people. They're interested in them. And this is why you have this division, this ruling class that's going on, and what the globalists would want to set up. And that is, they want to be taken care of. Their families want to be taken care of. And meanwhile, we the minions are going to be the ones that suffer through, a reduced carbon footprint and a lot less money. Even as they said out of Davos, you know, the plan is that by 2030 we will own nothing and we'll like it. what an ambitious vision, you know, to be said to especially a mostly free people. I say mostly free because most of us still understand what freedom is all about, and that's probably the middle of America that's holding on to that value. But the middle of America has to rise up. I mean, there is a time for the silent majority to come forth and to let the insane radical leftists and even those on the right understand that, look, at we want government that is in that sweet spot in the middle, not anything that's on the lunatic fringe. And right now, the lunatic fringe is getting their way. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Jeff Johnston is going to be joining us. Jeff is the issues analyst at Focus on the Family, and a topic that we need to talk about. This, of course, is the month that Pride Month and LGBT issues in general are going to be promoted throughout this country. And how do you address this with the kids? I mean, maybe in some cases you're not even aware, but it's being addressed in the classrooms by teachers that do not necessarily hold the same values as you do. And teachers now, then in some cases, I was reading where one teacher said that, I think it was some, a number was like 46% of her kids were, you know, anything other than male or female. They were in some transition, or they were trans, and you go, wait, what is going on? You talk to the kids, and they say, well, that's kind of like, you know, surfs up. It's the conventional thing to go along with right now. I mean, this is, you know, this is extremely dangerous as to what is being done as a grand experiment at the expense of our kids. And Jeff Johnston is with us right now to talk about this this difficult topic, a topic that is not openly discussed, Jeff, because you're just afraid that, you know, we use the wrong pronoun or we're going to be misunderstood. And all we're trying to do is have an open forum to be able to talk about what is going on and how do we explain this to our kids in a way that's consistent with our Christian values, right?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on the broadcast. You're absolutely right. Christians, we have a message of hope, and we have a message of truth about how God designed us to be male and female in His image, and what He created relationships for, and marriage and family. And it's a positive, joyful message. And our hope is that parents, teach their children some of these basics about who God made us to be and what marriage is, and create a foundation for their children to really understand relationships and sexuality and marriage and family in a healthy way. You're right, there is so much fear about this issue. I don't understand that. I guess partly that's because I've been open about my story about leaving homosexuality for the last 30 years now.
Right.
But it really is time for Christians to be courageous, to be wise. We have to be smart about how we talk about this. But children are encountering this, as you said, in school. They're encountering it when you go out, you know, to visit your downtown area. It'll be there all month. And I was even looking at a schedule of Pride events in Florida. It's not just in June. They have events running January to November. And so it's not if your kids encounter this issue, it's when do they encounter it? And have you prepared them for this?
Right. I mean, every TV commercial that you see includes an LGBTQ component. And it's out there in such a way that they want to promote it as being normal, I guess, if that's the fair and the right word to use, that, you know, people shouldn't be, so concerned about it. But, Jeff, see, you bring to the discussion such a valuable aspect because you've been there, done that. And only you know, and this is all a very personal experience, and that's like whether anything that we experience in life, anything that is against God's intent, people will tell you, yeah, okay, you know, I made that mistake, and here's what I endured, and fortunately, by God's grace, I was able to come out and come on the other side of it, so to speak, that I was able to overcome. Let's put it in God's terms. That we're able to overcome this and be consistent with what God intended for our lives, and nobody can speak to this topic like you or others who have gone through this process. I mean, hey, there's other things, I tell you that I could talk about, because where I kicked against the goads of God's intent and His purpose in my life, I paid a price, and that's why. I tell people it's kind of like defying the law of gravity. There are things that God has placed in the design, in the infrastructure of His creation that, like the law of gravity, if we respect it and appreciate what the law of gravity brings, then we benefit from it. If we abuse it, then we're going to pay the price. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, children thrive when they know where the boundaries are, when they know God's good intentions for them, that He loves them and this is the way He created them to be. And they also thrive when they understand that sin is destructive and damaging and disfiguring, and that God can help us stay away from that. And so we want to inculcate, first of all, basic Christian values into our children, teach them the truth about male and female, and that it's a good thing to be a boy, it's a good thing to be a girl, teach them the truth about God's design for marriage, and then teach them, yes, all of them are broken, all of us are broken, we all struggle with different things, including our sexuality, but Jesus is our advocate. God has made a way for us to move towards wholeness and life and obedience, and that's a good path. And I'm with you. I know many people who have seen and experienced the destructiveness of sin, and we don't want people to go that direction. We want to point them towards a better way.
Right. Amen. And, and you said this, and really, I think what we need to come down to is it is kind of a simple proposition. And what has happened is when you abandon the truth, and we see this time and again when we read the Word of God, especially in the book of Judges, people start to see things according to their own eyes. When they start relying on themselves for their own truth and buy into what postmodernism has sold, this big lie to this current generation, that truth is relative, then we're on a slippery slope. Because this idea that your truth is your truth, my truth, my truth, and, let's get along. But no, we're fooling ourselves. You know, there is absolute truth. And when you abandon absolute truth, then you get all these crazy issues where even a Supreme Court judge can't even define what a woman is. This is how insane this culture has become. And it makes you wonder, Jeff, if we do not reapprehend the idea and the concept of truth, godly truth, what are we going to be like 20 years down the road?
Oh, you're right. I just watched Matt Walsh's documentary, What is a Woman? And I mean, that just strikes you immediately. The people he's asking that question of, what is a woman? They say, well, it's however a person defines themselves. It's your truth. It's your reality. There's no bottom line concept of truth in their thinking. And Christianity offers that. It's interesting, too, that in Romans, where Paul describes that cycle of sin, like what you talked about in Judges, a couple of things, as well as giving up truth, people stop acknowledging God, they stop worshiping him, and they stop giving thanks. And you see that, I was talking to somebody about the LGBT movement, it's like every article I read about it says, yeah, this is going on, but we need more. They always want more. And there's this spirit of ingratitude. And I think it's really important for Christian parents to help inculcate into their children a spirit of gratitude, where we're just thankful for all the good things God gives us. And that includes sexuality, marriage, relationships, children, life. Those are good things, and we want to be thankful for that. And part of the downward spiral is not being thankful.
Right. Well, and one of the things that came to light for me, Jeff, you know, several years ago, was that the LGBTQ community is limited. I mean, how do they reproduce? You know, they're really fighting an uphill battle here. Because, you know, there isn't a natural course of reproduction. So the only way that they can possibly enlarge their numbers is to do what they're doing now. And that is get into the classroom, groom the kids, confuse the kids, and teachers compliant with this. I mean, it is just unbelievable how our educational system has been hijacked. And the damage that they're doing. And guess what? Nobody's going to be held accountable for this, Jeff. At the end of the day,
sure.
these kids are going to be, they're going to be damaged. And they're going to say, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you stop me from doing this? And meanwhile, you've got these kids that have been on hormone blockers. They may have even had operations. You know, you already have the reports of an increased number of suicides happening with teens that are all, you know, gender confused. And this is further confusing it. For what? For the LGBTQ community to, you know, get some honor and glory and somehow be able to parade down the streets of America and feel like they're, you know, they're justified and they're okay and normal?
The psychological damage that we're inflicting on these children through education, through the entertainment, through social media, it's just devastating. And when you have people that don't know who they are and aren't thankful for it, they're going to be filled with self-loathing and self-hatred and shame, and they're going to have covetousness. And we want to help our kids understand this is who you are. And part of what's tied into this, too, is this sort of collectivist ideology. It says, no, those aren't your children. They're ours. They're societies. And that's a false ideology, too. Children are for families. And God created the family to be the place where we lovingly raise and nurture children and where we don't confuse them with these kind of confusing sexual ideologies.
Exactly. And even Joe Biden recently echoed that the children belong to the schools. Boy, unbelievable how they try to erase and upend God's intent. Jeff Johnson from Focus on the Family.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and